Welcome to Common Sense Coalition Talk Radio, where you'll find straight talk from people with good old common sense.
I trust your opinion.
And now, for your host, she's putting sense back into nonsense.
Absolute insanity.
Well, you can hear me on the radio.
And I welcome you today to CSC Talk Radio. It is my honor, my privilege, and my pleasure to be here with you today. I have a treat for you today. Not a tweet, a treat. It might be a tweet. I don't know. Can't say that real fast. Anyway, we have with us today the long-lost Sheriff Richard Mack. He has... How are you doing today?
I thought maybe you thought I was the president, but I don't tweet.
You don't tweet?
I don't tweet.
All right, we're getting some disturbance there on your phone. You're doing something.
that was the bell, but I think we're okay now.
All right. You sound far, far away. But anyway, what have you been up to?
Oh, just little things like saving the world and running for United States Congress, just stuff like that.
You're running for Congress?
Yeah, can you believe that?
Great. Yeah. Tell us about it. Tell us what you're doing.
Well, I'm trying to get away from the... I'm in school. You know, I teach high school. And I'm trying to get to where...
Yeah, we can hear that in the background. Must be recess or something.
No, it's second period, and that's when they do all the announcements.
Gotcha.
Oh, my goodness.
And they're doing the pledge.
I thought in the hallway it would be better, but let's see if I can hide in the stairwell.
We're going to have to get Sheriff Mack in the closet, I guess.
I know. I'm trying to find a closet.
The janitor's closet.
Yeah. Okay, you know what? I'm going to go to the janitor's closet.
There you go.
I really am. Let's see if the reception's still okay in there.
Yeah.
I apologize for that, but yes, I am.
Yeah.
I am a school teacher,
uh-huh.
And so I'm at school right now, and I have a free period right now, and so okay, I'm in the janitor's closet. How's that sound?
Yeah, sounds pretty good.
I really am running for U.S. Congress, as I mentioned to you before when we talked last week, and it's a very unique situation. Because Trent Franks used to be the congressman in this district, but because of one of those sexual innuendo scandals, he resigned very abruptly. He said he was going to resign in January, and then Paul Ryan told him that he needed to resign quicker, and he resigned the very next day. So he left very abruptly, and not only that, that made the governor choose to have a special election, and the special election was in 2 months from that time, and it's February 27th, so we have 4 weeks from tomorrow till the race actually is decided. And why it's unique also is because this is probably the perfect storm for a Sheriff Mack candidacy to actually win. Now, we do still have to do everything that a normal candidate has to do. I mean, we need yard signs, and we have bumper stickers, and we have lapel stickers, and we're going to need to do some radio ads, and a lot of my opponents, or at least some of them, are already doing radio ads and TV ads, you know, the people with all the big money.
Mm-hmm.
And so it's really kind of difficult when you can't raise money, and, you know, the Freedom Community seems to really like people like me to run, but they just don't put up too much money, So my family has helped a little bit, but not nearly as much as what I thought they should or would. And then I've put in the most amount of money I've done myself. And you know me well enough to know, you know, I'm not wealthy. I don't have money. In the past, you know, when some of my books, when my book that really did well, the County Sheriff, America's Last Hope.
Yes.
We actually made some pretty good money the first 2 years of that book. The book really sold. Not too many freedom books sell very well, but that one did. And so during that time, that's when I started the CSPOA, and I put a lot of money into the CSPOA and to our conventions. And you know, you've been to some of our conventions yourself. and you've actually sung at our conventions before.
I have.
And that you sing so well, I always thought the beginning was you instead of Reba McEntire.
So, but well, it is if you sit in studio.
Well, yeah. So I am running because the main thing that why I said that this is a perfect storm for a Sheriff Matt candidacy is because I believe that if it was just three candidates, I would not win. If it was just me and one other candidate, I would not win. But there's 12 candidates, and there's four of them that are mainstream establishment, former legislators, you know, big state officials. And I believe that the potential is for those four to split up the establishment vote. The mainstream Republican vote will be split up pretty evenly between those four. Then somebody said on the news last night that Debbie Lesko, being the only female, that she'll come out ahead because she's female and she's got good experience. Well, they all, four of them, have good experience. And then there's me, the constitutional conservative, who sued the Clinton administration and won a case at the U.S. Supreme Court. And my life is pretty much an open book. You know, I've written seven books and about what I've done and about what sheriffs are supposed to do and about the Constitution. And so it's really easy to see what I've stood for, what I've done, and that the Constitution is what I've risked my life and career to uphold and defend, and I'm really big on the oath of office. These other candidates all say how, you know, they give lip service to the Constitution, but if you look at their records, they have a very dismal record in standing for the Constitution and doing what they're supposed to. And many of them take orders from, you know, the party or the governor or, you know, other people within the political ranks of Arizona or the country. And everybody knows that I've never really played that game and that I won't. You know, people have asked me, well, do you think there's ever a place where that you would compromise? And I said, if we could get innocent people out of prison and abolish the bureaucracies that go after people for unconstitutional acts, I could see me compromising to support that. I don't know what I would compromise, you know, but I would be in the mood to compromise if it were to get Sam Girard out of prison or get the Hammonds out of prison and get pardons for Cox and Kettler and the Hammonds and other people who have been so abused by our government. You know, because me, that would be establishing freedom, reestablishing the Constitution. So if one compromise I would have is if we need to raise taxes to help veterans, I would do that anyway. If somebody would look at that as a compromise, I would. But the only way I would ever raise taxes would be for veterans, because we've done such a poor, ridiculous, horrible job taking care of our veterans. But the thing of it is, what I would say there is, you stop spending in one area. Let's say abolish the Department of Labor, abolish the Department of Education, abolish the BLM, and I'd be happy to put that money towards veterans. The thing of it is, we have got to stop spending, and a ridiculous $21 trillion in debt. You know, somebody's got to be kidding me that we've ever allowed that to happen. And there's other people that say, well, there's not going to be, it's never made any difference thus far, so why are we worried about it? Well, every day that we do it brings us closer and closer to the catastrophe that that's going to cause, because, you know, I teach economics too. And I'm new at economics, I admit that. But still, I don't believe there's any way that that is sustainable. And just like I said, every day brings us closer and closer to the catastrophe. And if you read what happened to the great republics or democracies of Rome and Greece, you can see the writing on the wall. And if you look at the Great Depression in America, you can see the handwriting on the wall again. And we're due for it. We're actually due for a huge catastrophe.
Yes, we are. And it's unfortunately, I think it's going to take that to wake everybody up and get things turned around. We're headed into a break. Hang with us, Sheriff Mack. I'm glad you're on a break so you can spend a little bit of time here with us on CSE Talk Radio. Your calls are welcome at 877-895-5410. That's 877-895-5410. If you're listening in Arizona and you're in the 8th District, we want you to support Sheriff Richard Mack. And we will be right back. There is no fake news allowed. The cold, hard facts are what's happening in the West as well as where you are. Range Magazine's over 25 years of experience covers news that you'll never hear on mainstream media. As the winner of four consecutive Freedom of the Press Awards, Range Magazine is true to its written word. Journalism is not dead. Truth lives in Range Magazine. Don't miss the great stories, photos, and art that is featured in each of the Range magazines. Call 1-800-RANGE-4U. Ask CJ about her Buckaroo calendar or her latest book, as well as special offer for CSC Talk Radio listeners. Home, home on the range. Truth in Range Magazine educates Americans regarding the bureaucratic invasions in our lives, the taking of our land, life, and our liberty. Bring America home. Home to Range Magazine. Visit rangemagazine.com. Call them today, 1-800-726-4348. Tell them Beth Ann sent you home on the range. Melody Cederstrom and CSC Talk Radio team up as Common Sense Voices of Integrity. I personally endorse Melody Cederstrom to be your trusted go-to expert for all your precious metal needs. Experts agree a financial crisis and even collapse is inevitable. Given our government's lack of economic leadership and self-interest of those in power, it's no longer a question of if you should purchase gold and silver, but if you will purchase gold and silver before it's too late. Melody encourages you to tune in each weekday morning. Visit CSCTalkRadio.com. We both agree truth and education are the two significant factors in both our missions. There is a wealth of misinformation out there. Let Melody and Beth Ann help you sort through the chaos and bring you home to the truths that will ensure that you and your family are protected. Call Discount Gold and Silver Trading, 1-800-375-4188, or online at DGScoins.com. Melody and Beth Ann are strong forces together working to preserve liberty and bring America home.
A moment from a founding father. Perpetual debt. Thomas Jefferson warned us of this. We must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. The U.S. lives on debt. Our fiat money is nothing more than IOUs, promissory notes. A genius crime. Over 100 years ago, Congress relinquished their duty to manage our economy and currency to a non-related government outsider, the Federal Reserve. Congress also decided to put the burden of income tax on we, the people. Life in America changed. Today, the taxes we pay are a substantial percentage of our personal incomes. The Federal Reserve controls the economy and currency by debt, and thus debt became accepted rather than rejected. Thomas Jefferson's warning, we must not let our rulers load us up with perpetual debt. Rulers, D.C. occupiers, elected officials, career politicians, the two-party system is now a monopoly. Congress is corrupt. We, the people, must demand Congress to stop the perpetual debt. 202-224-3121. Make your voice heard.
And we have returned to listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. We have a, I don't want to call you an old friend as to say you're old, but that's, we've known each other for a long time. And I know that you've been fighting the battle for liberty for a very, very long time. You've sacrificed a lot for it. I feel that I have sacrificed a lot for it. And we believe in the fight. We believe that it is for us to make the way or keep the way or restore the way for the future generations of this nation. I've said many times, Richard, that our founding fathers pledged their lives, their fortunes, and their sacred honor. Many of them lost their lives. Most of them lost their fortunes. Not a one of them gave up their sacred honor.
No.
And
that's really a key point there about the honor of those men who, and you're right about the 23 of them that signed the Declaration of Independence did die strange and horrible deaths. Mm. And if they didn't, they were broke, like you alluded to.
Or they lost family members.
Everything. That too, yes. And, you know, I think I've always said that we must take that same oath that you just mentioned in the last line of the Declaration of Independence. And we must do the same. We must emulate the founders and do what they asked us to do. And so, you know, that's why I'm running. In fact, several of my students said, well, why aren't you running for office? And they said this last semester. And I said, well, I'm getting you guys prepared to do that. I'm, you know, my turn. You know, I've had my turn, but my turn's over. Now it's you. They said, no, you're still young enough to run. You should run. So I said, well, And I've always said in class, it's not in the knowing, it's in the doing. So to know about the Constitution and know about these principles, and then to do nothing about it. So it really got through me, and my students really convinced me to try this. And like I said, it is a perfect storm for someone like me to win, because there's no runoff here in Arizona. Whoever gets the most votes, if you get 17%, you can win. It might be higher than that. It could be that I'm wrong, and, you know, one of them, like the only female in the race, there's 12 and there's only one female, you know, if everybody kind of goes with that. And she does play it up, just, you know, kind of like Hillary Clinton did, you know. And oddly enough, they kind of look alike. They definitely look like sisters. But
that's scary.
And that shouldn't help her. That should not help her at all, obviously. If the four mainstream candidates can just pull an even amount, I could really come up through the middle as the dark horse. And, you know, if I get 18-20%, I could actually do it. But the thing that I would still tell your listeners is that, yes, we really need donations. Again, the race is, the election day is 1 week from tomorrow. It's February 27th. And so any kind of donation anybody could make, make a sacrifice just like the Founding Fathers did. And again, Devan, this isn't what I had in mind for my life now. I just turned 65 last month. But I am willing to try. And there's nothing that was more vividly evident about why we need good, honest people in Washington, D.C. than what just happened to the Bundys. They were imprisoned wrongfully and through subterfuge and evil and criminal activity of our own government. They were kept in prison without a speedy and public trial. Lavoie Finicum was shot, killed, and I'd still like to see all the evidence of that before I call it a murder. But we already know the FBI lied once about it. And now that Jeanette, his widow, has filed a $5 million wrongful death against, I believe, the FBI, the federal government, and I'm not sure if that included the Oregon State Police, who are also there. It needs to, so there might be two defendants, Oregon and the federal government. And I'm waiting to see how that plays out, which I really hope it plays out big time in Jeanette's favor. But these type of cases that brought the Hammonds back to prison, and the many innocent people I've talked to about on your show before, have been put in prison. It hasn't been just the Bundys. In fact, there's actually worse cases than the Bundys, like the Amish farmer Sam Girard. Nobody in Washington, D.C. is trying to do anything about this. I still don't believe Trump has ever had this information placed in front of him. But I do know many senators and congressmen have, and not a one of them have done anything. And I'm going to still call out Ron Paul on that and Rand Paul.
Absolutely.
Rand Paul is Sam Girard's senator. He's just senator. And I spoke with Ron Paul on the phone. Do I believe that Ron Paul is a good man? Yes. Do I believe that Rand Paul is? Yes. Do I believe some of them in Washington are not? No way, I don't. But I also believe that Rand Paul and Ron Paul are not looking at this appropriately, and nor are they taking appropriate action to help the little guy in our country who is easily abused and victimized by our own government. And that's definitely Sam Girard. It's definitely Cox and Kettler from Kansas. It's definitely the Hammonds, who were not only put back in prison, it turned double jeopardy on its head because they didn't just get charged for the same thing twice. They didn't get just tried for the same thing, the same crime twice. They got imprisoned, where being charged, again, was completely bypassed. Being tried was bypassed, and they just went back to the Ninth Circuit Court of Appeals and said, hey, they should do more time, even though they paid a $400,000 fine, which looked like everything was done. They did their sentences as given by the judge, and now they came back and they said the judge made a mistake. Well, if the judge made a mistake, then you can punish him, but you can't go back to the defendants and punish them.
I know.
It's the judge's fault.
It just continues on and on. We do have a caller from Arizona. We have Bill from Arizona. Bill.
Okay.
And then we got the chime and the get there. Yeah. Okay. Mr. Mack, I have a question for you. I just received your campaign email the other day, and I was not previously aware of the fact that you had served as an undercover narcotics agent. I was just curious if you did anything when you were serving as an undercover narcotics agent that might give a lawful constitutional officer of a Republican government cause to be concerned about whether or not he'd done something that's constitutionally questionable or not.
You're being very subtle with your question. Because you can go ahead and let it out. How could an undercover narcotics officer actually be following the Constitution? Is that what you're saying?
Exactly. Exactly.
That incident...
They're doing the same thing the NSA is.
Okay, let him talk,
Bill. That incident actually started me on the path to where I no longer support the drug war. I do not believe in the drug war. I do not believe in prohibition. Any of my students who have me in class would also know that that's how I feel. I believe it's the drug war has done nothing but create a police state in our country. It's been an excuse for every constitutional violation that you can imagine. I do not believe in roadblocks. In fact, the federal government has absolutely no business having a DEA except at the border. The only jurisdiction that the federal government lawfully has is at the border. They can interdict there all they want. They can confiscate all the drugs they want at the border. After drugs go into the state, it is a state issue. The 10th Amendment is what I sued the federal government on. I know the 10th Amendment like the back of my hand, and I absolutely do not support the drug war, especially the one on marijuana, which was a farce. And we seem to not learn from history in this country. The laws of prohibition and prohibition that lasted 12 years back in the 20s did not work. It did not help. In fact, it may have had something to do with causing the Great Depression.
We have more drugs since the war on drugs. We have more poverty since the war on poverty. The war on anything.
Yeah.
We need a war on jobs. Maybe we'll have more jobs.
More jobs, then, yeah.
Why should the DEA not interdict CIA?
Yeah, exactly, because they've been a drug dealer. But the DEA...
Well, they still are. That's why we're in Afghanistan.
Well,
we're in Afghanistan.
That's another point about me. I will not allow us to continue this ridiculous war. 16 years in Afghanistan. Does anybody even know why we're there anymore? Come on.
Thank you, Bill, for your call. We appreciate it. We're headed into a break. We have Sheriff Richard Mack with us today. 877-895-5410 is the number to call. That's 877-895-5410. And Sheriff and Beth Ann will be right back. A trusted name that's been around a long time. But did you know it's not just about storage? Tupperware has been helping you in the kitchen and around the house for many years. Cook it, serve it, keep it stored safe. Tupperware stands by their lifetime guarantee. I used to be a Tupperware lady, but now my good friend Beth Mitchell is my Tupperware consultant. Do you need a bridal shower gift or a fundraiser? It's picnic season. Are you ready? Storage season is all year long. Saving money, saving time, saving food, storing items. Tupperware literally has you covered. Are you looking for a career to help others and yet manage your own time? Beth Mitchell is leading the way. Let her be your Tupperware consultant. Beth will help you get started with your new career. Visit BethMitchell.my.tupperware.com or just give her a call at 573-690-4924. That's 573-690-4924. Tupperware is not just a party. Tupperware is a savings and an opportunity.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio is making available two pocket-sized booklets which will arm you with the truth. President Lincoln said, study the Constitution, let it be preached from the pulpit, proclaim the legislatures and enforced in courts of justice. The Citizens Rule Book is a pocket-sized booklet containing the Bill of Rights, our Constitution, and much more, explaining our rules. A must-read and a convenient to carry. Keep one in your pocket, one in your car, and one in your purse. The second punch of power is Sheriff Richard Mack's Victory for State Sovereignty. Understanding that our states' rights supersede federal laws and mandates is vital and valuable information. The Supreme Court victory of Mack Prince versus USA is a victory for all states. $5 will put power in your pocket. Order now. Send $5 to CSC Talk Radio. Let me know you want a pocket full of power. Post Office Box 73, California, Missouri 65018, or order online at csctalkradio.com. $5 is a small amount to pay for a pocket full of power. Being prepared is just common sense. Flashlights, blankets, even water. But how will your family survive if access to the grocery store is cut off? It's not a scare tactic. It's reality. You need a plan. Weather emergencies, natural disasters, even civil unrest are in the news constantly. Be self-reliant. Ensure you have emergency food supplies to feed you and your family. That's where my new sponsor, My Patriot Supply, delivers. My Patriot Supply offers a 4-week food supply for only $99. Survival food that tastes like home-cooked meals and includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. To order, call 888-411-7023 or online at preparewithbeth.com. 4 weeks of survival food that lasts up to 25 years. Shipping is free, 888-411-7023 or preparewithbeth.com. My Patriot Supply can't guarantee peace in the world from disaster or unrest, but they can guarantee peace of mind. We have returned. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. This is Beth Ann. I have with us today Sheriff Richard Mack. We're going to go right back to the phone lines. We have Larry from Missouri with a question for you, Sheriff. Larry, how are you today?
Hi, Beth.
You need to turn your radio down. Larry, you need to turn your radio down. You've got an echo. We can't hear you.
Oh, I might have to tell you back. Can you hear me now?
That's better. Well, still got an echo. Go ahead, though.
I am a very highly educated person, but I just wondering why is a Democrat so against Trump putting the wall up? Because Trump, he didn't cause this immigration problem. It was Bush and Obama, and he's trying to clean it up. They can put more gates in the wall, electronic wall, whatever it is. You can put more highways or more gates. El Paso gets pretty plugged up there, I know, but you can put more gates in the wall to keep the traffic going. Why are the Democrats such against that?
Well, they're against Republicans, period. They're against the president because of the great accomplishments he's made. And really, no president. Well, yeah, but Ann, I got to say something else that I didn't clarify during the last call. I'll just do three really quick, and I'll
Absolutely.
Move on to this.
Absolutely.
I want everybody to understand, though, no one in this country hates drug abuse more than I do. I absolutely detest it. It has been horrible in some aspects of my own personal family. Mm-hmm. I've seen it throughout my entire career. And the destruction and devastation and harm that these drugs, especially alcohol, has caused our society, it has absolutely devastated my heart. I have bruises throughout my career and my personal life with this. I've never used the time for substances.
Yeah.
But wait, just a minute. And I want, that's where we start the whole conversation about what we do about drug abuse, is that we absolutely detest it. Now let's go on and find a way to really attack it and take care of it. But what we've been doing has been a huge failure. We need to be honest enough
right.
to say that, and that actually our own government has been complicit in creating the situation that we're now in. Especially like the opioid epidemic. The opioid epidemic has been Congress, government, and the FDA.
Exactly.
They have caused
only president, come right back, I'll go right back. That's no cure.
Okay.
Yeah. So anyway, go back to your question. Go ahead.
Why is that? Democrats,
Democrats,
why are they against such it? He's trying to clean it up.
First of all, let me address what you said about the wall. I have addressed that a great deal. And I don't care if it's the wall or whatever, but we better have sophisticated and very effective security at the border. Because if you just put a wall up and you think that's going to do it, people act like that we get that wall up and we're going to have border security. That is not true. And so I don't care if it's putting the military down there or having electric surveillance or whatever else it is, because I'm probably one of very few people in this country, maybe just a handful of that can say they've done this. I have actually crawled in the drug tunnels of Nogales and Agua Prieta, which is the southern border, the border along Arizona and Mexico. I've been in those drug tunnels, and they're extremely sophisticated, and a lot of money went into erecting those tunnels. And then I've also ridden in the machine gun boats along the Rio Grande near McAllen, Texas. And so I've seen it. I've seen what the situation is there, and I know how serious the problem is. But prohibition and what we've done have made it worse, and then we allow all of these drugs basically to get in, especially because of the horrible security that we've had along the border. And then we spend $95 billion a year to stop it, what we created in the first place. So I'm against all that, and Where I think also that I'm going to really help if I get to Washington is that I will be the new backup unit. I will be the new sheriff in town to back Trump up on really getting rid of this problem, really addressing the problem, and draining the swamp. We haven't drained the swamp even close to what we need to. That's what
I know.
That means
you're
that
right.
Work.
Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you for that.
Also, one other thing, man, nobody can ever fathom why the Democrats think what they do, but what I said on a television interview just last week is that the Democrats simply do not understand the principles that we're discussing here, because they just have no foundation in any principles.
They seem like they got a different mindset. I can't figure out why they figure.
They don't believe in the republic. They believe in socialism, and so they ignore the Constitution, although they pull it out when it suits them. That's kind of the way it goes. All right, Larry, appreciate the call.
Thank you, Ben.
You know, Sheriff Mack, the drug war has been caused by Congress, and Congress is, you know, you're going into the lion's den, my friend. I was going to ask you, is Sheriff Clark out there campaigning for you?
Well, I've tried to get a hold of him on that, and he still hasn't returned my call, and then I thought maybe that's why, because he just got bombarded with a huge lawsuit from a death in his jail cell, in his jail.
Oh, my.
Jail cell. So he's probably preoccupied with his new job in Washington, and now he's got a new huge lawsuit against him. And so I've kind of understood why he hasn't returned my calls. But, you know, I still consider him a good friend and a good American.
Oh, absolutely.
I still hope he'll call me really quickly. But I would like to help him. if he needs help with his lawsuit, too, I told him several months ago that I'd be happy to help him with that, because he might need some backup on that from somebody else who's actually run a jail and knows how those things kind of happen sometimes. We certainly have had them happen in our jail, and, you know, sometimes they're unavoidable and sometimes they're not, and sometimes people just don't recognize a problem, and it's not because they're ugly or mean or criminal, jailers or correction officers. They just sometimes they're inexperienced or they forget training and whatnot. And, you know, people are human and that's going to happen, but I don't believe anyone intentionally did this in Sheriff Clark's jail to hurt someone or especially to let somebody die. But, you know, that'll play out in court and we'll see what happens. But
I had not heard about that.
Sheriff Clark is a great American. Yeah,
yes,
you could probably look it up, but you've met him before, too, I believe.
I met him at one of your conferences when I was down in St. Charles.
Okay. That was the year that he was chosen to be our Constitutional Sheriff of the Year, and of course, he's written about that. That's in his book. And I would like to give the website where people can donate. I'm sure, hopefully that we can raise about another $100,000 off your show today.
Okay. Good luck with that.
Yeah.
I've been trying to do that, too.
Yeah. All right, no, you have.
No, go ahead.
Anyway,
let's give it.
If anybody can make any kind of a donation, and I got a donation yesterday. We actually got donations, it wasn't yesterday, but it was Saturday. And we got one person, in fact, a former sheriff, sent a piece of silver, a piece of gold, and a check. And so the only thing that we didn't get was cold hard green cash, but we've had that before too. So everybody can do that. Send a piece of gold, send a piece of silver, send a cash check or whatever, but it has to be made to Sheriff Richard Mack for Congress. And that's in the name of the campaign, Sheriff Richard Mack for Congress. I know that's kind of long to write on a check, so start small and start far to the left. or you can just donate. You can just donate online, and that's done at the same website, SheriffRichardMack.com.
SheriffRichardMack.com?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. All right. It's. Do you have an address they can send the donation to if they do send you the silver or the gold or a check? Oh,
yes.
Going into a break. Hang on. Going into a break. They may not be able to hear it. Listen when we come back, and we'll give you the address so you can even write him a word of encouragement. Sheriff Mack needs to be supported. He's trying to do the right thing, and his students are pushing him, and that's exciting, I think, that the students are pushing you into this. You're listening to CSC Talk Radio. We're visiting today with Sheriff Richard Mack. He's running for Congress in Arizona, in the 8th District. 877-895-5410 is the number call. We do have a caller on hold. Roger, be patient with us, and we will be right back. One way to bring America home is to support conservative values, to support businesses dedicated to integrity and honesty, which means putting their clients and customers first. Do you need a home loan, a great home loan? Go ahead and say it. I want a great home loan, because you do. Don Carricker of IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com fits the bill here. He's conservative, honest, business integrity, Christian man, and he's here to help you. Buying a home and getting a loan is a huge step for anyone at any age. I personally met Don, spent hours visiting with him about numerous topics. I was impressed with how he applies his conservative values in every aspect of his life. He's here to see that you get the great home loan. Bring America home with a great home loan. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com or call Don at 417-844-5370. IWantAGreatHomeLoan.com, because you do.
For centuries, those who raise, breed, and work with animals have been revered and lauded for what they do. Today, across America, the rights to own and raise animals are under attack by animal rights activists and their increased influence on government and non-government agencies. This onslaught regularly violates protection from illegal search and seizure and a citizen's right to due process of the law, all of which are outlined specifically in the U.S. Constitution. Protect your animals, your animal enterprise, and your property from this is abuse of power. With a membership to the Cavalry Group, membership provides immediate access to their team to protect law-abiding animal owners and animal enterprise against unwarranted search and seizure and false claims. They also work to protect their members' interests legislatively at the local, state, and federal levels. Get the shield that protects you, your animals, and your property. Join the Cavalry Group today. Call 855-748-4210 or go to their website at thecavalrygroup.com.
You're familiar with Range Magazine, packed with hard, cold facts regarding the battles we face out on the range and at home. Beyond the battles are beauty and pictures and words that will take you to another place and time. CJ and Range Magazine have produced a line of hardbound books that should be a part of your home library. The most recent publication is Cowboys and Critters, containing unique photos of the people and animals that make up the ranching world. These beautiful books, which make fantastic gifts, have won numerous awards, such as the prestigious Wrangler Award, First Place in Journalism, Will Rogers Gold Medal Award. So many honors, great photos, and wonderful poems and stories of the West. Reflections of the West, Brush Strokes and Balladeers, The M-Bar, The Call of the Cow Country. You can't resist the art and cowboy poetry books. Visit rangemagazine.com for a complete list of prices. Call 1-800-RANGE-4-U. That's 1-800-726-4348. Be sure to let them know Beth Ann sent you. Galaxy Press brings you a world of fiction and imagination. From the time when the West was wild and cowboys worked hard and battled for property and honor as they rode for the brand, the Western series are family-friendly Western stories. Will the good guys win? If you'd rather travel in space and ahead in time, your imagination will know no bounds with intergalactical drama, Battlefield Earth, an award-winning science fiction book. Mankind has to battle its way back from near extinction. Galaxy Press, publishing the forgotten fiction books, pure entertainment. By L. Ron Hubbard. L. Ron Hubbard, best known as a fiction author, Galaxy Press has made available his Western series as well as Battlefield Earth, Earth Before Star Wars. Escape today's politics. Enjoy audiobooks or sit down with pages in hand, far away from the day's toils and life's chaos. Visit galaxypress.com and order any or all of the Western series or visit battlefieldearth.com. Mankind fighting his way back from extinction. Galaxypress.com. Listening to CSC Talk Radio. It's the fastest hour of the day. We're in the final segment of today's show already. We do have a caller, but Sheriff Mack, I want you to give that address before we go to the caller.
Okay, good. Thank you. And by the way, there's a limit. The most you can give is 2,700. So don't give me more than 2,700, Bethann.
Okay. I think you can guarantee that from here.
Don't make me mad.
I wouldn't want to make you mad.
Because if I get 2701, I have to take the time out and send you back a dollar.
Okay, but I can take any amount you want to send me. So if you want to send me $100,000, I can take it. It won't matter. You know, it'll be fine.
Well, I could do that, too, if you do it at CSP way.
So. All right.
But anyway, it's Sheriff Richard Mack for Congress. And then again, the address is P.O. Box 567. P.O. Box 567. I know, that's easy. 567. And the town is Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Higley, Arizona, 85236. 85236.
Post office box 567, Higley, Arizona, 85236. Got
it? That's it.
All right. We're going to go to Roger in New Mexico. He has a question. Roger, how are you today?
Just fine. Your life was usual. What's the name of the town? I didn't get the town.
Higley.
Higley.
Higley, just like Higley.
How is this spelled again?
H-I-G-L-E-Y. You do it, Bethann.
H-I-G-L-E-Y.
Okay, I got it.
All right, there you go.
Okay, talking about the drug war, I've got this straight from a horse's mouth. As you know, my son is a complete junkie. Since he was 12 years old, he's been doing drugs. He's 47 now. He's been in and out of prison since 98. You got to hear what he's got to tell me. He can get a job over in Juarez in a drug warehouse where they load up packages that they put on the train and ship them to the interior of the United States. It goes right past the checkpoints on the highways.
Oh, of course.
NASA offered to do that. They have a railroad. They put this railroad in here. I'm in Alamogordo, New Mexico, about 900 miles north of the border. They put this railroad in 1898 to transport cattle all the way up to Dodge City so then they could be, you know, ferreted out to the east. Well, now they're doing drugs on the trains. And you don't even hear about it. And I do hear about it because my son's on the inside. He's been in every prison in his state of New Mexico and some prisons in Texas, and he's got job offers. I told him, don't do it, man. You'll end up in prison for the rest of your life. So what do you know about that?
Well, there's been a lot of that, and the NAFTA actually increased that, and it also increased it with semi-trucks and whatnot. But, yeah, the whole thing is so dishonest and that they pretend to go after things. For instance, look at the subterfuge of the DEA. Look at the crimes that they've committed. If you Google DEA agents and sex parties, you'll see all sorts of articles come up. I'm actually looking at it right now. I've actually taught this in my class also. And I'm reading this right from Google. DEA agents hosted cartel-funded sex parties. Another one, DEA agents sex party, agents behaving badly overseas. DEA agents, it's getting worse all the time because they've just found out that it's been happening for years where the drug cartels were supplying prostitutes to DEA agents, agents of the federal government, who are supposed to be fighting the cartels, are actually taking bribes from them in the form of prostitution. And so did anything ever happen? Nothing happened. There's no accountability, just like the situation that you're talking about on the trains. There's no accountability in Washington, D.C., and that part must be addressed. And that's one thing that I believe that President Trump needs to do better. I totally supported him on especially the tax cut. That needs to go farther. Or further, but we actually got to take all of this, getting rid of corruption. This whole draining of the swamp was aimed at that. We have got to do better at that, and we've really got to drain that swamp. He said he was going to get rid of some agencies and make some other skeletal. We could easily get rid of the Department of Energy, Department of Labor, Department of Education, the BLM, and a lot more. And a lot
EPA.
Of these can just go back to the state. Oh, EPA and FDA, big time. Yeah, because every one of these can happen either with a private company or the state. Do you know that a private company can go around to restaurants and see how clean they are and give a rating to where government health departments don't have to do that? And it'd be a lot more effective, and people can say, you know, if I want to access that information, I can pay $5 on this website and find out what restaurants have had complaints and which ones haven't. Because you know what? Half the time, the government health departments go in there and say, we're just after your $79 fee. And they really don't care one iota about how clean they are, how sanitary. They just are there to collect a fee. And so I believe that the private sector could do a lot better on a lot of these issues. But the federal government does not have a good track record when it comes to being fair and honest and accountable. And so the IRS is the first one I would abolish. We started talking about all of those. Ted Cruz was the only one who Ted Cruz and Rand Paul said it to abolish the IRS in the presidential campaign. And I'll say it. I'll echo that. That is absolutely true. And if we were honest enough with the American people, we would make the tax code so simple that it could be turned in on a postcard.
It could.
And I'm against, I will tell you, I'm against any income tax federally anyway.
Absolutely.
That is the most tax we've ever had.
We could also do away with the Federal Reserve and start putting things in our own hands again. So.
No kidding. Yeah. No kidding. It's
all
a
right.
Completely unconstitutional organization.
We're just about out of time. Roger, thank you for your call, as always. Appreciate it. Appreciate it very much. We are just about out of time. I want to give the website again, and I want to give the address again, and I want to let my listeners know, and those who are in Arizona, Sheriff Richard Mack is running for a Congress in the 8th District. The election will be February 27. Post office box 567, Higley, H-I-G-L-E-Y, Arizona, 85236, or go to Richard Mack for Sheriff Richard Mack for Congress.com. Did I get that right? Sheriff Richard Mack for Congress.com. Sheriff, real quick, you got about 15 seconds.
Well, thanks for having me, Bethann. I really consider you a very dear friend, and win or lose on this, I really appreciate your support and that of the American people who got behind me and my students who got behind me.
Absolutely.
On this. So
that's
this is
exciting.
All about one thing, and that's freedom and liberty. That's it.
Freedom
that's
and liberty. Liberty, life. For life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, property, and prosperity. Thank you, Sheriff Richard Mack. Appreciate all that you do. You've been listening to CSE Talk Radio. It's people like Sheriff Richard Mack and all of you who called in and all of you who listened. It's about that. It's about we the people. And we the people are the solution and the only ones who can drain a swamp and bring America home.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. But these rights are not extended to the precious lives innocently waiting just to be born. Abortion is a lie. Stand up for those who cannot speak out for themselves and join the Red Ribbon Campaign, a gentle yet clear message. Science has proven babies are not just alive but can feel pain just like you and I. Our nation screams against inhumane treatment of dogs and cruel interrogation tactics of known terrorists. Yet as a nation, we idly sit by, allowing these helpless lives to be tortured to death. Please support Christ from the Womb. 10 lapel ribbons are only $7. Or receive a free lapel ribbon when you purchase a t-shirt for just $20. Or a wristband for $5. With two or more wristbands, just $3 each. To order, visit csctalkradio.com or P.O. Box 73, California, Missouri 65018. Support Christ from the Womb and be seen, so the unborn can be heard.
A girl needs accessories. So does a website these days. It's not enough to have just one accessory either. CSC Talk Radio is excited to announce we have an app for that. You can now listen to CSC Talk Radio easily on your smartphones, Android or iPhone. We have an app for that. Share this app-portant news with your friends and family. They can now join in the common sense. Calling all patriots. We have an app for that. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Listen to live streaming or the show's podcast, designed for Triple L. Listening later leisurely. Accessories are necessary. Join CSC Talk Radio on your phone. We've accessorized. Visit csctalkradio.com and download the app. Working with technology to bring America home. We have an app for that. csctalkradio.com. csctalkradio.com.
CSC Talk Radio's goal is to bring America home. That includes you and your business. Radio is a powerful way to brand your company and increase your profits. Find out how to join CSC Talk Radio, help educate and activate America, and grow your business at the same time. Looking for new customers? Looking to have your business reaching out from sea to shining sea? Advertise with CSC Talk Radio. Believe in your product? Let Beth Ann be your personal spokesperson to properly brand your product and company. It's simple, easy, and affordable. Grow your business, grow common sense, and together we will bring America home. To be a part of CSC Talk Radio, call 573-796-2166. That's 573-796-2166. Or send email to beth@csctalkradio.com.